Oldsmobile. Beauregard let him talk. Talk didn't mean anything. Talk didn't drive the car. Talk was just noise. He had $1,000 in his pocket. It was all the profits from the last 2 weeks at the garage, after most of the bills had been paid. He was $800 short on the rent for the building that housed his business. It had come down to a choice between the rent or glasses for his youngest, which wasn't really a choice at all. So he had reached out to his cousin Kelvin and asked him to find out where the nearest street race was being held. Kelvin still knew some guys who knew some guys who knew where the money races could be found. This was how they found themselves, just outside of Dinwiddie County, 10 miles from the fairgrounds, where legally sanctioned drag races were held. Beauregard closed his eyes again. He listened to Warren's car idle. Under the sound of the boasting and dick swinging, Bo heard an unmistakable ticking. Warren had a bad valve in his engine. That left two possibilities. He knew about it, but thought it was an acceptable defect that could be overcome by the sheer power of his motor. Maybe he had a nitrous boost on it and didn't care about one funky valve. Or he didn't know it was bad and was just talking a lot of shit. Bo nodded at Kelvin. His cousin had been milling through the crowd, trying to drum up a big money race. There had already been 4 contests, but no one was willing to put up more than $200. That wasn't going to cut it. Bo needed at least a $1,000 bet. He needed someone who would look at the duster and see an easy payday, look at its stripped-down exterior, and assume it was a pushover. He needed an asshole like Warren Crocker. Crocker had already won one race, but that had taken place before Beauregard and Kelvin arrived. Ideally, he would have liked to watch the man drive before he made the bet, see how he handled the wheel, how he navigated the cracked asphalt on this stretch of Route 83. But beggars can't be choosers. It had taken them an hour and a half to get out here, but they had come because Beauregard knew no one in Red Hill County would race him. Not in the duster. Kelvin moved in front of Warren as he was preening around his car. My man over there got 10 friends that say he can be doing 70 in second while you still trying to drag your ass out of first, he said. He let his booming voice fill the night. All the chatter ceased. The crickets and the whippoorwills were working themselves into a frenzy. Or is all you do is talk? Beauregard asked. Oh, shit, someone from the crowd that had gathered said. Warren stopped strutting and leaned on the roof of his car. He was tall and thin. His dark skin appeared blue in the glow of the moonlight. Well, that's a bold statement, motherfucker. You got the paper to back it up? He said. Beauregard pulled his wallet out and fanned $1,000 bills out like a deck of cards in his large hands. The question is, do you have the balls to back it up? Kelvin said. He sounded like a Quiet Storm DJ. He grinned like a lunatic at Warren Crocker. Crocker tucked his tongue into the inside of his cheek. Seconds ticked by, and Beauregard felt a hollow opening blossom in his chest. He could see the gears working in Warren's head, and for a moment, he thought he was going to pass. But Beauregard knew he wouldn't. How could he? He had talked himself into a corner, and his pride wouldn't let him back down. Besides, the duster didn't look that impressive. It was clean, and the body was free of rust. But the red candy apple paint was not showroom ready, and the leather seats had a few rips and cracks. All right, from here to the oak tree that split down the middle. Sherm can hold the money, unless you want to go for pinks. Warren said. No. Let him hold the money. Who you want to call it?